How often shall my brother offend against me, and I forgive him? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, in the Gospel of today, Jesus tells us about the power of forgiveness. First of all, he speaks about the sacrament of penance, the power of binding and loosing, which in a supreme authority was given to Saint Peter, is here promised to the other apostles as well, and also to their successors, bishops and priests. You should take a good note that Jesus here gives the priests the power not only to loose, that is to forgive sins, but also to bind, that is the right to give orders and tell you to do something or not to do something. Most of the people happily agree that priests can forgive sins, but unfortunately many do not take it so well, or even they deny that Jesus gave the priests and bishops also the power to give orders. But we today have his clear words of it, so if you are ever tempted to disobey your priests, remember what I spoke to you yesterday, that Jesus never disobeyed Saint Joseph, because Saint Joseph's will was the will of God to him. Saint Peter, to whom this great power was given in today's gospel, was still a little bit inclined to think himself better than the rest of the apostles. So Saint Peter, knowing that the Jews were very prone to give in to revenge, wanted to ask Jesus how many times he should forgive his neighbor who has offended him. And thinking himself very big-hearted and charitable, he asked, should he forgive as much as 7 times? But our Lord answered immediately, not only 7 times, but 70 times 7. Children, the act of forgiveness is often hard, but with God's grace, we can do it. When our brother sins against us, we must grieve for his sake because of the evil he has committed. But for ourselves, we should rejoice greatly, because by suffering persecution or evil words, we are thereby made like to Jesus, who also suffered, and he also forgave his enemies on the cross. And many generations of Catholics have been Christ-like in forgiveness. I'll tell you one example from the time of the French Revolution. It was a bad time for the Catholic Church when many priests and bishops were put to death. Just in 1 week in September 1792, almost 200 priests and 3 bishops were killed, and they were later beatified by Pope Pius XI. One of the most cruel revolutionaries of this time took an oath that he would never call a priest into his house. And if any priest ever dared to put his foot into his house, the priest would not leave it alive. One day this man became very sick. A priest who knew him and knew also about his oath heard of the sickness. And without hesitation, the priest went to the room of the sick man. As soon as he saw the priest, he shouted, full of rage, "What? A priest is here? Give me my gun." "My brother," the priest said mildly, "why do you want a gun? I come to you with something much more powerful, namely the last sacraments." When the man could not get his gun from his sickbed, he shook his fist in the priest's face and cried out, "You watch yourself. With these hands I have strangled to death 12 other priests." But the priest answered, "My brother, you are wrong. You have strangled only 11. The 12th one did not die. God kept him alive in order to save you from hell. The 12th one is I, myself." And while saying these words, the priest opened his collar and revealed his throat and said, "Here, look at the scars from your own hand." The sinful revolutionary looked at the scars he himself had made and burst into tears. His resistance against the faith was broken, and he died in the arms of the priest. What a beautiful image of forgiveness and penance, children. But that's why Christ has left us priests, that they could forgive you. By our sins, we have wounded and crucified Christ, but he himself, he forgives us, his tormentors, in the sacrament of penance. But as Christ has forgiven us, we also have to forgive others, whether it is one time, 7 times, 7 times 70, or 1,000,000 times. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.